And I'm telling this, I'm telling you the truth under heaven. I'm just discouraged this morning. And I'm gonna do my best to just try to help you. But Brother Dotson asked us to come over, and of course we'd have been here if he didn't ask me to preach anyway. And Alicia had to take the baby to Winston this morning because he's got a little umbilical hernia or polyp, I think is what they're calling it. And it was the only day that she could take the baby. He wasn't going to be in the office. But whenever my little girl, she didn't go anywhere without going with Mama and that baby. And she found out Brother Rackley was going to be here. And she told my wife, she said, "Mama, you got Miss Sandy going with you. And if it's all right, I'd like to go with Daddy to that meeting because Brother Rackley's going to be there." And he found favor in her eyes over in Boone in the meeting we were in. And anyway, I don't know why. And one of the boys opened their mouth last night before I went to bed and said, "Now, you do know Brother Rackley's not preaching in the morning. He's preaching in the evening service, and Daddy will probably be preaching in the morning service." And so we went to wake her up this morning, and she said, "Daddy, if it's okay, I believe I'll just go with Mama." And I'm serious about that. I'm not being sensational. She found out Brother Rackley wasn't preaching. She didn't want to be here, so... wow. So that ought to encourage the rest of you preachers that, you know, she wanted to hear Brother Rackley. And so I really don't care what Brother Rackley says and this morning because I have all my heart against him. Hebrews chapter 11. I know he's a better preacher than I am. Nobody's arguing that fact, but you don't want your own daughter to point that out, you know. Hebrews chapter 11, and I've been doing some preaching out of this chapter, and I really just have a Sunday school lesson this morning. Really a thought that I believe the Lord will help our hearts with. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29. We all know this text. The Bible said, "By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned." We know that the people of God were able to accomplish this great feat by the power of God. We know that. And the world attempted to do, the devil's crowd attempted to do it. They were not able to do it without the power of God. I'm noticing two words in verse 29. The words "passed through." And basically what I see here this morning is this is the accomplishment of a step in the will of God. We know that there's more to come after this. This is only a step in the will of God. But they were able, the people of God were able to accomplish this step in the will of God. We know it's by the power of God. No one's arguing that. But as we look back in the text, I'm afraid we miss a few things because we see in verse 29, the Bible said, "By faith, they passed through." And this is a great number of the people of God that were able to accomplish this step in the will of God. But can I remind you that it did not begin there? Didn't start there. It didn't start with the "they." And it's wonderful when we're able to accomplish steps in the will of God together. And when I see the men of God that are still, I mean, plowing on and preaching on and living for God and honoring God with their families, with their churches, with their ministry, it is a blessing to see that. But let me remind you that it never begins with the "they." We back up a little bit into verse 27. "By faith, he forsook Egypt." We know what this is talking about. "By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king." And you're going to have those "the king" moments. We know that it didn't start with "they," but let me say this, it didn't start with the king either. There are times when, as pastors and as the people of God, we have those king moments where we have to stand and say, "Hey, we're not doing this. We're not going that route. I don't want to offend you here, but if I do, I do. we independent Baptists, we pride ourselves too often in those king moments. Well, bless the Lord, I stood up and I said this and I done that and I preached against this and I broke fellowship with him and I cut them off. Sometimes that is necessary. I understand that. But we're trying to get to this place of passing through and accomplishing steps in the will of God. It doesn't begin with they, but it doesn't begin with the king either. It's necessary. It happens. I know that. It's happened to me in the last 2 weeks where I had to stand up and say, all right, I love you, but I can't go along with this. I just can't. But it never begins there. We back up a little bit farther and we'll find out in verse 27. The Bible said, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. If it doesn't begin with the they, well, does it begin with the king? No, it didn't begin there. And we back on up, it didn't begin with Moses either. The Bible said that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And that's a blessing. He refused a social position. A very, very elite position in Egypt. And the Bible said that he refused. He refused that social position. But it didn't begin with him. We stick our thumbs in our lapels and see, we say, well, bless the Lord, I'm a Moses and I'm refusing this and I'm refusing that. And that's wonderful. I'm not preaching against that. I think you all know me better than that. But it didn't begin with Moses. I thank God for Brother Dotson. I count him as a great and dear friend in the ministry. I know for a fact, because it's happened, that I can call this precious man of God and say, listen, brother, I need to bend your ear. And he is willing to listen and good to help and lead in a godly manner. And I appreciate that about him. And I know, listen to me, and I'm not trying to elevate him above a fall, but I know that this brother will take a stand. I believe with all my heart, Brother Wells is going to take a stand. Brother Wells, I believe that you're going to take a stand. You proved that in your life, but it never begins with Moses. He passed through. He successfully accomplished that step in the will of God in his life, but it didn't start with him. We back on up. We find out in verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Now we're starting to get close to the beginning. Moses had no reason to brag about his stand for God. Moses had no reason to brag about his success in the steps of the will of God in his life to this point. The people had no reason to take credit for this. We all know all glory belongs to God. I'm telling you, in verse 23, we're finding the beginning here. The earthly beginning was a mom and a daddy that believed God by faith. Everybody else was throwing their babies away, and they said, we're not throwing our babies away. They did that by faith. Now, you do understand what those words are dealing with, right? By faith, it's an inward conviction. And you read Hebrews chapter 11 and you'll see the words, by faith, by faith, by faith. And let me just throw this out there because I don't have time. None of it makes sense. I'm talking about earthly wise. It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. They did this by faith. They did this by faith. They did this by faith. And human knowledge says, that's crazy. Back up and read it if you don't believe me. I'm just looking at the first one I come to, verse 7 in Hebrews 11. By faith, Noah. It doesn't make sense. Everybody's laughing, everybody's mocking, everybody's making fun. It doesn't make sense. You're being ridiculous. You're going too far. But you see, he had an inward conviction that was driving him. Hey, down inside this man, in his soul, he believed God and he believed what he was doing and nothing was going to stop him from accomplishing the will of God. But it didn't make sense. It makes sense to the world. They said, that's crazy. And they laughed at him and mocked at him for years. But one day, his inward conviction, all right, was proven. We see the words by faith. We see also in verse 28, we see the words through faith. Now, by faith is an inward conviction, but through faith is an outward communication. It's good, it's real good to have some things down on the inside and be convicted about them. But when do they work themselves out? When do they work themselves out? And I'm not being ugly here. Well, I am being ugly, but I can't help it. I'm not being mean here. But in the last few days, Brother Dodson, I have had to face this thing of good fundamental Baptist preachers that love to talk about how convicted they are. And they love to talk about how straight they are. I'm not talking about you men, I hope. They love to talk about how many convictions they have and how separated they are. But when it comes to putting boots on the ground and dealing with matters face to face, person to person, man to man, all of a sudden there's a different perspective. There's no outward communication of that. I thank God for what you are in your heart and what you believe and the convictions you have. But if they don't work themselves out, if they don't communicate themselves, it's a joke. We come to a good fellowship like this, and I mean, it's not hard to be straight. It's not hard to be right. What about in our communities? What about in our congregations? When things need to be dealt with nose to nose, there needs to be some outward communication. But I want to get back to the thought. The Bible said in verse 29, they were able to pass through. They were able to successfully accomplish this step in the will of God. And you trace its origins back. And again, we all know it begins with God. But you trace the origin back to a mama and a daddy that believed God. Look at his life for just a moment. I don't even know when I started, so I'm going to hurry and quit. But look at the life of Moses. The Bible said in verse 23, look at it with me. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. There's the origin in his life. Because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. They took a stand, and that's wonderful, but it doesn't stop there. And it never does, mamas and daddies. It never does, man of God. You go ahead and live the will of God in your life. And you go ahead and stand. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Same thing happened in this text. I don't know where it'll happen. And I'm not saying this is a science. I'm not pointing fingers at nobody. But I want you to look how it happened in Moses' life. In verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused. Why was he able to refuse? Because mom and daddy believed God more than they feared the king. Now, look at it again. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing. There was refusing. There was choosing in this man's life. Where do we go back to? We go back to mom and daddy that believed God. And said everybody else might be throwing their youngins away, but we're not going to throw our youngins away. And it's a great encouragement in my heart when I see my children choosing. I done made up my mind, Brother Wells. By the help and grace of God, I've made up my mind. My youngins are starting to grow up. Brother Ledbetter made reference to it a minute ago. He said, they boys walked up there. I didn't hardly recognize them. They're getting away from me. It's a great blessing when I see them refusing, when I see them choosing. Look at the next verse in verse 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. So he not only refused a social position, but he rejected sinful pleasures. And in Egypt, they were encouraged. Their deities encouraged it. Doesn't make any difference. Y'all all same crowd. But in other words, their religion encouraged some of this stuff. And I'm amazed. I am amazed at what we're seeing in these days. Just in the last few months, I'm like, wow, that went on at that meeting? I mean, I knew they was questionable, but I didn't know they was crazy. You hear me? I mean, I'm not going, and I'm not having them, and we're not going to hold hands. I knew they were questionable, but I didn't know they lost their mind. Nowadays, I mean, they're putting, help me now, Lord, I'm spitting out spit while I'm trying to keep them saying some stuff, but they're going ahead and endorsing things that I never, 2 years ago, I said, you're crazy, that ain't going to happen. It's happening. It's happening. Some of them old men of God done gone to heaven. They told us it's going to happen. And it's happening and we can't believe it. Anyway, I got to move on. He was refusing. He was esteeming. Choosing and esteeming. Look at verse 27. By faith, he forsook. There's a forsaking. He forsook Egypt. He said goodbye and walked away. Let me go back to something I said a minute ago. It's easy to talk about walking away, Brother Ackley, but actually doing it. That's when you know what's going on down inside. All right. Verse 28, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. He kept this. He kept this. Where do you trace it back to? You trace it back to a mom and daddy that believed God. And then the next verse, our text verse said that there was a passing. He passed. He successfully carried out a step in the will of God in his life because the two people that didn't give a care what the government said, they didn't even care what their brethren said or done. They said, we're just going to believe God. Young people, I want y'all to look up here at my eyes a minute. You better thank God for a mama and a daddy that believes God. Don't you ever poke your chest out and say, well, bless God, I got to... No. The reason you're choosing and refusing and esteeming is because there's a mom and daddy that believe God. There's a man of God that believed God for you. It's not finished in the text. There's still more to come in the will of God. But they were able to at least accomplish that step. I'm not so foolish to believe that I'm in this thing all by myself. Some of you men of God, step by step. I don't have to talk to Brother Andy Wells every day for him to be a blessing and a help in my life. But I watched it, Brother Rackley. I've watched God hook us up just at the right time. And for him to say something just crazy enough to this world to help me catch another gear and go on for God. I love the Lord and I'm happy to serve Him, but I'm telling you, I'm not so foolish to believe that it's about me. Let's pray. Father, I love You and I thank You for Your Word. Thank You for encouraging my heart. Lord, these great messages, great preachers, some of the greatest preachers in America is represented here today, and I thank You for them. I thank You for the encouragement they are. I pray You'd bless their ministries, bless the remainder of this service, and bless this dear church and pastor. We pray in Jesus' name.